Welcome to Bible Talk, the program that gives Bible answers to Bible questions. This program is brought to you by the St. James Church of Christ in St. James. Your speaker is Lynn Huggins, preacher with the St. James Church of Christ.
Good morning. Welcome to Bible Talk. Last week on our program, we mentioned that our culture has changed drastically in the past 40 years over how it views homosexuality. Our culture has changed from condemning the homosexual lifestyle to tolerance and acceptance. And we ask the questions, may the Christian be true to Jesus and His Word and at the same time affirm the lives of practicing homosexuals? Can we accept their lifestyle, as many are doing in our culture, and be right with God? You see, if God condemns the practice of homosexuality, there is no way the Christian can accept the practice as moral and be right with God. If God condemns the practice, then so should we, His children. And the only way we can know how God views the practice of homosexuality is by reading what He says in His Word, the Bible. The Bible is the complete revelation of God to man, and He has told us in no uncertain terms what His will is concerning the practice of homosexuality. He calls it vile passions, that which is against nature, that which is shameful, in Romans 1, verses 26 and 27. The practicing homosexual is classified among the unrighteous, and if he does not repent, he will not inherit the kingdom of God, 1 Corinthians 6, verses 9 and 10. We looked at these passages and others last week, proving that the practice of homosexuality is a choice, and it is a sinful choice. Therefore, a Christian cannot accept or condone the homosexual lifestyle and at the same time be right with God. But how is it that our culture has made these changes and has come to accept the homosexual lifestyle? How is it that many who even claim to be followers of Jesus Christ and who say they believe the Bible to be the Word of God have come to condone the practicing homosexual? Well, I think one thing that has happened is that the gay rights movement has done a good job convincing the general public of the following two beliefs. And they are, number one, that homosexuality is inborn, and number two, that homosexuality is unchangeable. And based on these two foundational beliefs, they then appeal to society's belief in compassion and tolerance. They argue, if homosexuality is biological, how can society condemn it? Should we not be tolerant of those who cannot change? Is condemning a person who cannot help the way he is a compassionate act? They then appeal to God's love and compassion, defining God's love to mean acceptance of their practice. Well, today on our program, we want to show that these two foundational beliefs of the gay rights movement, that is, that homosexuality is inborn and homosexuality is unchangeable, are false, have not been proven, that they are myths, and that God's definition of compassion and love does not include the acceptance of the homosexual lifestyle. Now, we're told by the homosexual rights movement and by the media that homosexuality is inborn. In other words, homosexuals are born with the same sex attractions. Some contend that God made them that way. Well, this has not been scientifically proven. Now, it is admitted by many scientists that homosexual attractions are developed by a combination of genetics and environmental influences. Professor Douglas A. Abbott, Ph.D. from the University of Nebraska, states, and I quote, "Behavioral genetics always acknowledges both environmental and genetic influences on behavior, never assuming that one or the other is omnipotent," end of quote. A gay gene, as it is sometimes called, that determines whether one is a homosexual, has never been discovered. Dr. Abbott also states, "It is reasonable to assume that sexual behavior, in any and all of its manifestation, is directed by the activity of many, possibly hundreds, of genes. But the exact and specific type of sexual expression is also influenced by countless environmental forces that interact with the genes in complex ways. except for the rare physical abnormalities such as Huntington's disease, at the present time, there is no evidence of a direct causative link between a single gene and complex psychosocial behavior such as sexual preference. This is not my mere idiosyncratic opinion, but read any book on behavior genetics or molecular biology, and the authors will unanimously agree that, at present, there is no gay gene. End of quote. Therefore, it cannot be said that one is born a homosexual. You know, I think it's important that we understand that there is a distinction between the homosexual desire or passion and the homosexual practice. One who has the homosexual desire does not have to become a practicing homosexual. There's no question that some people have same-sex attractions. And while it is being presently debated as to how they got these desires, there's one thing that is not debatable, and that is those who have these desires do not have to engage in homosexual behavior. The homosexual practice is a choice. You see, there are those who have the desire to sexually molest children. They may even claim that they have always had this desire. Well, is it right for them to engage in that behavior? Well, of course not. They must learn to control those desires. A person may struggle with violent passions. He is a hot-tempered person who desires to do violence on others. Well, does he have the right to act on those desires? No. He must control those desires. A recovering alcoholic has a desire for alcohol. But what does he do? He controls those desires and refrains from drinking. Well, the homosexual has same-sex attractions. Well, what must he do? Well, to be right with God, he must control the desires. He does not have the right, the scriptural right, to be a practicing homosexual. Now, let's look at a second foundational belief of the gay rights movement, and that is homosexuality is unchangeable. Some psychologists and psychiatrists will tell you it is a well-known fact among professionals that homosexuals cannot change. Well, this is not true. This is a myth. Dr. Robert L. Spitzer, the prominent psychiatrist and researcher at Columbia University, who was the architect of the 1973 decision to remove homosexuality from the diagnostic manual, and also a longtime supporter of gay rights, in a recent study concluded that many homosexuals can change. In an article co-authored by Dr. A. Dean Bird, it states that Dr. Spitzer's, quote, current study focused on whether or not individuals can change. His preliminary conclusions are, quote, I am convinced from the people I have interviewed that for many of them, they have made substantial changes toward becoming heterosexual. He also says, I came to this study skeptical. I now claim that these changes can be sustained. End of quote. Also, Linda Ames Nicolosi quotes Dr. Spitzer as saying, contrary to conventional wisdom, some highly motivated individuals using a variety of change efforts can make substantial change in multiple indicators of sexual orientation and achieve good heterosexual functioning. End of quote. And also Joe Dallas wrote, Dr. Irvin Biber concluded after treating over 100 homosexuals that, quote, a heterosexual shift is a possibility for all homosexuals who are strongly motivated to change. End of quote. Therefore, the ideas that homosexuality is inborn and that homosexuality is unchangeable are false concepts and have been imposed on our society and is detrimental to the well-being of those who desire to change. You see, they can change. They do not have to be what they are. The Bible teaches that homosexuals can put away their sinful behavior. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 6, verses 9 through 11, Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners will inherit the kingdom of God. Now notice verse 11. and such were some of you. But you were washed, but you were sanctified, but you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. You see, some of these Corinthian saints had been homosexuals, but they changed. They were washed, they were sanctified, they were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of God. And so can you. If you are a practicing homosexual, you can change if you desire. God has made it possible with His help. If you desire to be right with God, there is no force or power that can prevent you from turning to God and obeying Him. God's power is far greater than any passion or desire that one might have. Paul says in Ephesians 3 and verse 20, "Now to Him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us." If we will turn to God through Jesus Christ, we will have access to His power. Paul says in Ephesians 6 verses 10 and 11, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil." Now, I want to mention that we're not saying, and God does not say in His Word, that a homosexual must become a practicing heterosexual in order to be right with God. A homosexual who turns to God may decide to live a celibate life if that is his choice. And if he chooses to engage in heterosexual behavior, it must be in the rightful relationship of marriage. Of course, marriage between a man and a woman. Read 1 Corinthians 7, verses 1 through 5. But we must emphasize that for the practicing homosexual to be right with God, he must repent, which means that he must cease his homosexual behavior and come to God and obey His gospel. Now, let's ask this question. Does God's love and compassion for the practicing homosexual mean that God accepts his behavior? Well, no. Understanding that the practicing homosexual is committing sin, which is against God, and that the homosexual does not have to be what he is, God's love for him calls upon him to repent of his sinful practice. You see, God's love does not mean acceptance. God loves all mankind, but that does not mean that He accepts whatever man chooses to do. God loves the child molester, and because of His love, He commands the child molester to repent. God loves the hot-tempered husband who violently beats his wife, and because of His love for this man, provides him with the instruction and means necessary to change his life. We as Christians are sometimes accused of hating homosexuals because we preach against the homosexual practice. Well, no. We who are Christians believe that practicing homosexuals do not have to be what they are. We believe that they can and must change. Because we believe this, we are intolerant to their behavior and not of their persons. Christians have the love of God in their hearts for the homosexual. Therefore, they want to help homosexuals to change their behavior so that they can be saved, they can be right with God. Well, our time is gone for today, and we thank you for listening. If you would like a copy of today's program or of any of our Bible Talk broadcasts, just give us your name and address, and we'll be glad to send it to you. Or you may have a question for our program. If so, we'd like for you to send it in. There are three ways that you may contact us. You may email in your request or your questions. Our email address is sjchurch@fidnet.com. Or you may call in your request or your questions, and our phone number is 573-265-8628. Or you may mail in your request through the U.S. Postal Service, and our address is Bible Talk, P.O. Box 308, St. James, Missouri, 65559.
You have been listening to Bible Talk, brought to you by the St. James Church of Christ in St. James. You're invited to the services of the St. James Church of Christ, Sunday morning at 9:30 for Bible classes and 10:15 for worship, Sunday evening at 5 for worship, Wednesday night Bible classes at 7. The church building is located at 685 Sydney Street in St. James, where Sydney Street and Highway B intersect. Thank you for listening, and join us again next week at the same time for Bible Talk.